Attention, attention, all truth finders. This is the Extreme Life Changer Show. And this is the show that will show you the truth on your life for God and everything on the beautiful planet we call Earth. This is the Extreme Life Changer Show. Oh yeah, what's up everybody? How you doing? This is Sunny. It is my honor to be here. It is my privilege to be talking to you today on what matters most in the world. This is the show that I try to dissect what's going on in the world today that this is right for the Illuminati of the world. But most importantly, about finding that essence, the truth, because God is the ultimate truth in everything that we do. And I pray today that God guides me to give you guys a good show. How you doing? My name again is Sunny Cardona. I created the Extreme LifeChanger.com, and this is the show, of course. And basically, this is the show to help you guys learn everything that's going on in my mind, and hopefully some of the things that you're thinking about. I just bought this mixer board, so if I sound a little funny, please forgive me. I'm getting all the kinks out, I guess. I'm working everything out. And I'm buying new software, so I'm trying to expand the show, trying to make it the best I can possibly make it. So bear with me if it sounds freaky, creaky, or whatever. That's it. And, it's about learning. One of my favorite news sites that I want everybody to hopefully log on to is True News, and that's Christian. So it's www.truenews.com. And they go through a lot of stuff. I get a lot of my information. I look at the Drudge Report, and I also look at the True News, and it's excellent. There was a little six-year-old girl that died, and doctor died from the swine flu, folks. I made a video on this. This is true. This is one of the things that's going to, propel. It's one of the viruses that are out there that's going to start killing people, and this is just a little one, I believe. Unfortunately, there's going to be bigger and bigger ones that the government or the Illuminati, the New World Order, the people that are controlling this world, they're putting out there. They're chemically spraying us through chemtrails and stuff. If you don't believe me, if you go on my homepage on the Extreme, LifeChanger.com, you're going to see the chemtrails that, are spraying me and my house. I was actually sick for over a week, and I'm finally starting to get a little, I'm better, but, I'm still feeling a little cloudy when I go out there, like the clouds they put out. This morning I woke up, I walked outside, and there were these huge chemtrails. I was going to take a picture of them, but, who cares? I know that it's out there. I'm protected by God. This isn't a fear-mongering show. This is about finding truth and finding God, and when you have God, you shouldn't fear anything. And that's the most important thing about this show. So, I walked out, and I seen it, and I start feeling a little headachy and or whatever. It's there. And one thing I believe God told me today to share with you, before I do the show, I'm praying. And I want you guys to realize that the Illuminati, the New World Order, the pharmaceutical, the pharma, the people that are making the drugs and stuff, when you watch the news, you see their stupid little commercials. If you have a hay fever or, allergies, why do you see these commercials? The one with the little bee that flies around, and he's got, I think, Antonio Banderas' his voice. He speaks Spanish. Oh, you've got, runny nose, burning eyes. Oh, yeah, take this whatever spray. You'll fix it. Folks, the reason why they're selling this stuff is because they're putting it in these chemtrails. They're coming down on you, and it's making you have the allergies. For a week, 2 weeks, when I really, I believe, inhaled heavily doses of this stuff, my eyes burn. I would wake up, my eyes would be watery. My nose. This is true. So, of course, they're going to start putting this up. Yeah, get that. It's a moneymaker. They're poisoning you. So you can go to the store and buy their crappy crap medicine. Let's wake up, folks. They're doing it to us. Erectile dysfunction. You know how men can't get it up or whatever, right? Why is that? They're putting that in there. So you need their drugs. They're the biggest drug lords in the world, folks. And they're destroying us day by day. We need to wake up now. That's what this is about. This is a show that doesn't piddlywink. This is true facts. And, you know, this is, you know, folks, I do this show because I it's a part of my essence. It's basically like my blog show, what I'm thinking, what's going on. But most importantly, I have to warn you guys. You know, in the Bible it says my people shall perish because of the lack of knowledge. Because we don't know what's killing us. The water that we drink, it's heavily fluoridated. It makes you retarded. It makes you docile. There's new studies on cancers now from fluoride. That, you know, the Nazis were the first ones to do it with the Jewish or the people that they enslaved. We need to wake up from this. You know, I don't mean to sound like a broken record if you listen to my last shows, but it's time to wake up. What do? You drink distilled water. Drink distilled water. You know, drink fresh spring water. Do stuff like that. Get away from the system. It'll clear your mind. You'll feel better. Don't drink bottled water. Some of the bottled water, I have some stuff on my website. They're killing you on the Extreme Life Changer. And you can see all that. I have studies in the website's working every day. I'm trying diligently so you guys can find out what's really happening. You know, I have a new webpage on there. They worship evil, okay? And everybody knows if you put a D in front of evil, what do you get? You get the devil, the devil. And this website that I put up, I seen this other website have it, and, you know, I thought it was kind of cool that this person put it there, and so I took a lot of some of the stuff on there to help you. Again, I do this website, and because I search the web. When I'm doing the website, I go through 10, 20, 30 pages of different websites, and I take the best elements out of theirs and put it into mine so you get the broad pictures. It's kind of like, you know, connecting the dots. This is the best of the best, the creme de la creme, you know, and that's what I want. I want you guys to realize that the elites worship the devils, satanic things. When they do the satanic hand sign, and I'm telling you, folks, yeah, most of the sheeple out there, they you know, they put the devil's horns up, or, you know, the hand sign, you know, we all seen I love you. It's bull. Yeah, okay, they don't know what they're doing, but the people that are making the songs, that are rocking out, the head artists, they know what they're doing. They're placing a spell on you, everybody. You need to wake up. And so when you look at this website, they worship evil or the devil or whatever, you're going to see the most profane people on the planet doing these devil horn signs and everything. They're not doing it on purpose. And then on top of that, you know, I want you guys to read Codex Magica. It's actually from Tex Mars. And I believe Tex Mars is the only other person on the internet that believes in God fully. He, you know, he praises God, he praises the Heavenly Father, and he does promote Jesus Christ because he's a true Christian, as I do. I promote Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and I promote finding God. He's the only person on the internet that I truly found, and I kind of look up to him. So read his books, Codex Magica. I actually bought the book. It's close to like 30 or 40 bucks, but then you can go on this website and check it out, and it'll show you all their hand signs, the secret Illuminati, the Masonic signs. I mean, this is priceless stuff, folks. I don't put anything on this website that's not going to help you find the truth, all right? That's what this is about. It's about finding the truth. If you scroll down the page, you're going to see a phenomenal movie on the Colorado airports. Amazing stuff again. And this is the Illuminati's plan, I believe. It's on this wall. There's actually secret bases. There have been accounts that people say they've seen aliens or demons and stuff like that in the underground bases and stuff like that. The video doesn't go into the alien agenda that they have, which, again, I told you last week is the demonic clones or genetics that they made. But it goes into the Illuminati's plan, and they show horrific pictures. And basically, the Illuminati's plan, for people who don't know, is that they want to, number one, dumbify us. They want to enslave us. And right now, what's happening is there's too many people on the planet. There's way too many people on the planet, and the Illuminati, they control. So they've been manipulating. They've set up everything. I hate to tell you, folks, they set up your buildings. They set up your downtowns. They set up everything. They've manipulated through the Masonic orders, the builders, and the Bilderbergers. That's why they're called the Bilderbergers. They're the builders of the society, and they've manipulated our spirituality. So when you look at this video, you're going to see basically their plan. Basically, what they want to do is mass depopulation. They want to destroy the masses into a smaller smaller group of people, and they basically want to control and manipulate them, and they're going to make them their slaves with their chipping and make them basically like little cyborgs. And the chemtrails, unfortunately, are part of that. The poisoning, I keep on telling you that. Again, the Lord put in my heart, this is the pharmaceutical people, the people, the Nazis that came from Germany, and they came here and they started the pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. They're destroying us, and they want to destroy us. So again, they have a smaller population, and then they get to control all the resources and everything like that. And when you see these paintings, you're going to see little children dying. You're going to see like this Darth Vader Nazi soldier with the sword on peace, or this little dove. You're going to see the chemtrail rainbow, which I've already disclosed and I showed you. Basically, that's the poison. You see dead people around this rainbow, mothers with dead children and stuff. I mean, folks, we need to wake up. A little girl just died, 6 years old. I mean, this is what's happening. They're working towards this. The only way we're going to escape this is by prayer and finding God. And I'm going to tell you a personal story that God has shown me. Again, I've seen things that will, like, I came up with an analogy which was funny, but it'll turn a skunk green and make him smell like a rose. I mean, that's how powerful some of the things that my Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, God, Yeshua, being born again and being baptized has shown me. When I do a show, every time when I did my last show, I believe I was attacked. I believe the enemy infiltrated the show. Again, I love everybody there, but I truly believe that with all my heart. Every time I try to do good and try to help people, people start hating me, or they just bash me. And that's not right, but that's what it is. You know, I went on this other website, which I got some of the material, I have to admit. And but again, they were talking about religion. So they were like, religion's fake. And of course, they attacked Christianity. You know, that hurt me personally because I'm a Christian. You know, it's like a family member. Christ is a part of me. You know, I'm a part of the family, the Heavenly Father. You know, I'm his son now as well. And, you know, why do you have to attack that? He had attacking Christ, but he didn't have any other religion. Why is that, folks? Why do people attack Christianity so much? Why? Because the true essence, the true core of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, taught love and power and glory and God's power through you now, the ultimate gifts. God has gave me so many gifts to see the other world in some sense, and that's why my faith is that much stronger. Now, I'm not, again, telling everybody, you know, I don't want you to go, oh my gosh, you know, I got to be like Sonny, and I'm not truly a Christian if I don't see angels or demons or what's really going on in the spiritual realm. No, that's not it. Everybody has a purpose in life. God gives everybody different gifts. It's what you ask for. You got to pray. Today, actually, last week, I actually talked to a preacher, and he was telling me the number one, he's like, do you know what the main secret of the world is? What is the true essence? What is the secret to really finding the truth or finding God? And I've said it, pray, pray, pray. So I talked to this pastor. He says, you have to pray at least three times a day. Pray three times a day, or at least 3 hours a day. And but when you do that, you connect with God, and something supernatural happens or whatever, more powerful, and you just get closer. Again, you get closer to God. God's getting closer to you, and that's what it's about. He's like, I pray 3 hours a day. Do that. I was also listening to the Prophecy Club, and he said the same thing. The pastor there said the same thing. You got to start praying. You got to get a prayer closet. You got to – when you wake up, you thank God. When you walk out into your living room, whatever, you thank God. When you're using the bathroom, when you brush your teeth, whatever you're doing, you thank God. Now, I'm not saying pray for 3 hours straight. Give it 15 minutes, 20 minutes prayer. Move into the other room. Pray. You know, at least for that three hours when you're driving, get close to God. He's your best friend. In this world, in this day and age, there are no best friends in some sense. Yes, you have best friends and good people, but the majority of people stab you in your back and unfortunately they'll stab you in your front. God has given us a best friend within us, and that's the Holy Spirit, and He guides us. Talk to that. Get a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Again, like I always stated also as well, it's not about religion. It's about a relationship. And Jesus knew that. And He said, love thy Heavenly Father with all your heart, mind, and soul. So let me tell you again real quick the story that happened that God showed me this week. You know, I was doing research on the website, putting the website together. And at night, you know, just trying to dive into the Holy Spirit. That's always what I really try to do. And, you know, I was getting a little tired. And I felt being watched. I know everybody out there has felt like they've been watched. Yes. And so I started feeling like I was being watched. And I look and I see, again, these type entities, demonic entities, like looking at me. And again, when I see something like that, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, protect me. These things are not allowed here. I command thee to leave. You know, they're not supposed to be here. And they're, you see them like just like scattering. It's crazy. I know it sounds wacky, but this is the essence. This is the truth. So then I went to sleep and I woke up and they're shadow. They look like shadow people. They're demons, of course. And they try to hide from you. Now, glory to God. Isn't that amazing that, you know, you have that much power? That these demons, these aliens, these entities that have been destroying mankind, they cannot come close to you. They're like a bunch of gang members in another room trying to demise you, destroy you, but they can't touch you. That's what God has given me. That's what God has given every true believer that is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ and Yeshua. These entities cannot get you. They cannot attack you. Jesus, when he was on the mount, I actually went to church and they were actually talking. I think it was like Luke 5 when the devil was trying to tempt Jesus and all that. And Jesus like, get behind me, Satan. You are nothing. And by now becoming a Christian, you have that same power, everyone. You have more power than you could even ever imagine. Right now, folks, I'm getting goosebumps because that's how powerful we are. We are from God Almighty. We are protected beyond protected. And that's what I want to give to you guys. No matter whether there's, and I'm not giving it to you, God gives it to you. The Holy Spirit. I pray the Holy Spirit right now is going through me to talk to you to finally find the truth. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Again, I had a room full of demons. They couldn't even come in here because of the power of the Holy Spirit, the protection of God, the angels surrounding me that they cannot attack me. Now, tell me that isn't the most powerful power you can have on this planet right now. It's amazing. You know, and last night, actually, too, I went to sleep and I woke up and this entity tried jumping on me and it just, as soon as I woke up, it dissipated. It couldn't handle the power and the glory that the Heavenly Father, Yeshua, has given me, the Creator, the Holy Spirit, the protection upon protection that I have. And I pray everyone, dear Heavenly Father, give that to every ear that is hearing right now and every heart that is beating, that your spirit of holiness and power goes into their hearts and give them that much more strength. I deal with a lot of people every day on talking to them and finding out what's going on. My buddy Big John, he calls me. He's under attack. And I told him the story. I told him, don't let them destroy you. Don't let these bandits, because that's what they are. They're demons. They're a bunch of evil gang members, because the Bible talks about legions of demons and stuff. You know, they attack you. You have generational demons. If your parents or your great-grandparents did something, they travel along your bloodline and they attack you. But once you believe in Jesus Christ, once you're born again with Yeshua and you have the Holy Spirit, they can't touch you. You're forgiven. Repent all your sins. You know, that's what this show's about. Yes, I show you the dark side of humanity. Because you know why? Because I want, like, if you're listening to the show and you don't know about God and you don't know about this, but then you see, you know, you go on to they worship evil and then they're doing the devil's horn signs and all that. Come on. You got to go, wait a minute. Well, there's got to be good. I mean, there's got to be a good if they're evil. They're getting money. Do you know that all these superstars, they're not happy, folks. They worship the devil. I hate to say it. Michael Jackson was heavily into the occult. I've told this story before. He was actually, the news reports just came out that his girlfriend or the mother of his child basically said he was into Nazism and she was worried. He was a druggie. Most of these superstars are drug addicted. You know, they have all the fame, they have all the wealth, but they have nothing. They are slaves. When the devil gives you something, it has a hook on it. He takes it right back and he takes your soul with it. You need to wake up from that. You know, whatever. That's what's going on. This is the secret. I'm telling you, the secret to the life that we live, because we are in a silent war. We really are. And that's, God is my strength. He protects me. And it's the drive that I get to tell you guys, is because I see what's going on. The world is crumbling around us. The New World Order is coming into play. And they want to control us. But I'm not frightened or scared or anything. It's because I have God. And that's what it's about. When we find that, when we know the greatest secret is prayer, 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 communication with the Heavenly Father, and just having the inner peace that we can have, that's what it's about. I you know, a lot of people can't handle this website. I've seen people just choke up in front of it. But again, this isn't for everyone. This is for the chosen, it seems, the people that can really understand what's really going on and that want to really find the truth. And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you the greatest secret. There's this book called The Secret. No, The Greatest Secret, they say it's just mentally projecting things and wanting. No, yeah, you better projectly want basically God and by prayer and by finding it. This is a peace ministry. This is about finding the love and the glory of God. You know, then I put in also, I guess it's in my New World Order, Killing You. You know, I have the starvation. Was it in this one? I put so many add-ons on this website. It's continuously growing. So if, like, if you go on the website, go back to it. Scroll down to the bottom. I'm always putting new things in. I'm warning you how they're killing us. I have some new articles. Actually, it's not on this one. I forget where I put it. Oh, why we're so messed up. yeah, I put it there, and I show the slavery and how our fellow brothers and sisters are starving right now. It breaks my heart how these, you know, people around the world, it's just not Africa, but it basically sets up in Africa and how, you know, these poor children are dying of starvation. You need to look at it. It's heart riveting. And it makes me want to help that much more. And that's what it's about. Why are all these people starving to death? I drove cross country. I believe America is one of the greatest countries in the world. I am so blessed to be an American. I love this country. We have so much land in this country. It's ridiculous. We can help these poor people out. We don't. The elite don't want them. They set up the AIDS virus out there. They set it up. They're killing those people. This is mass genocide. And one of the sad things is that Africa actually looks like a skull, and I have that. So take a look at that. It's very, very, very riveting. We need to wake up, folks. We need to wake up from that. So look at that. I have the wars. And, you know, just go through it. Keep on diving. I have new videos on there to help you out. I have some William Cooper videos. He's one of my favorite researchers of all time. He goes into some of the things that the Illuminati, he was an intelligence agent, naval intelligence agency. So he used to do that. Phil Schneider, he was a guy who was actually making the underground bases that are everywhere, and he was actually attacked by these demons, these alien wannabes, and they shot him with these laser beams and stuff like that. The New World are killing us. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, watch this video. Secret Scalar Wave Weaponry. I pray right now you guys watch this video, because you know what this does? This turns the atom bomb. This turns the nuclear bomb. Everybody's scared of the A-bomb. Oh, it's going to blow us up. The nuclear bomb, we're all going to be full of radiation and die. Folks, that's a firecracker compared to what they have. The new technology, again, they can do so many different things. And I don't mean to scare you. I'm here to prepare you. And that's what this is about. It's about finding out what's going on. The new technology they have weaponry that they can shoot a laser beam and we'll all die. Right there, our hearts will stop. And from that, every microorganism will die with it. So basically, you know how you decompose if you die and the microbes and the maggots and everything start eating you alive? Guess what? They're dead too. They've done this. They've actually used this weapon in the Middle East. They killed all these people. A week later, they come there and people are still not decomposing because every virus or every living organism's dead. They can fry. They can do stuff like that. They can change the atmosphere. Again, we're going back into the chemtrails. We're going into HARP, how they have the technology to do that. They could just wipe everything out. Laser beam, this is new technology. The atom bomb, don't even worry about that. Yes, it could destroy, cause radiation. But the new technologies that are out there are completely frightening. But guess what? I'm not as scared. Nope. Sorry. I have the Heavenly Father. But I highly suggest everybody watch Secret Weapon Scalar Weaponry. Awesome video. One of my tops. That's what this website's about. It's about finding truth. It's about finding the essence. Not to scare you, but to prepare you. That's what I do it. That I do it for God. It's a thing. So keep on looking, man. Go to the Life Changer Uplifter. Get Life Changed. You know, I go on there and I'm just so moved. Every day, or I pretty much go to find God in peace, and I read the daily verses and stuff like that. It will change your life. Again, I'm not making this website for the masses. I'm making these people making this website for the chosen. And it's about finding it. You know, right now I'm on my website. I'm on real quick, find peace, find God, find love, find everything. And the one thing it says right here, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. And that is in Proverbs 3:13. Again, let me say that one more time because this is very important. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. And that's what this is about. I do this site, I do this show, so you, my friends, my family, my brothers, my sisters, so you will find understanding. Because again, I know this is hard stuff to digest and to find and to really, it's taken me years. And again, when I was 11 years old, I asked, and I was always asking the questions and stuff. So that's what this is about. It's about finding the truth, finding the understanding, folks. Again, blessed. And that's what it's about, finding that. I pray everybody does that. All right, well, so that's pretty much it. I've been preaching, sorry, but that's what I do. Again, I really believe it's my calling to become a minister. I believe this show is the beginning of my ministry. For me going out and trying to help people learn this stuff. But again, I'm not trying to push fear. A lot of my friends always said, you always talk about the bad things. No, I'm talking about the good thing. I'm talking about God trying to find the truth and the understanding. All right, well, real quick, I always talk about, this is your show too. So let's get into it. Please leave your comments. listeners' comments, whatever. All right, let's get into that real quick because I like to do it. Okay, this lady Sandy, are you serious? I can challenge over 50% of what you're stating. Okay, well, Sandy, 50%, good. All right, you're halfway there. 50% is cool. Okay, fine. If you could find out 50% that's what's wrong and you want to challenge it, how about the other 50%? All right? About what's going on in the world. And I don't know. I wish you would have stated the 50% that you would have denounced and then the 50% that you can't denounce because you know it's fact. That's what this is about. It's about finding it. You know what? I'm going to tell – if I'm – 99%, you can start challenging 99%, but I got 1% that you go, whoa, that may be real deal stuff there. Well, then guess what? That's still bad. Come on, man. Wake up. I mean, it's happening. Don't try to deny it. On the beginning, I have denialism, denying one fact at a time. I mean, don't be like the little guy, the little monkeys. I love you, Sandy. I hope you're listening to the show. If you're not listening to the show, okay, whatever. God bless you. Thanks for looking. Bye-bye. All right, thank you. And again, I love people's comments. All right, Barbara. How you doing, Barbara? She's a good friend. She's always on the site. Thank you for your support, Barbara. Thank you, everyone who listens. I didn't mean to bash you. I am just a skeptic about the rock is evil stance. Some Christian music seems really dead and boring. Some rock musicians are Christians, such as Kansas, as they use Christian themes. I don't think it's all bad. Well, Barbara, guess what? I have to agree with you. Again, you have to put the armor of God over you. If you don't do that, if you're not aware, and you don't always have the prayer. Listen to music, whatever, pray. Dear Lord, protect me, what I'm listening to. You find the songs you want me to listen to, if it's secular music, popular music, and he's going to protect you. And then if you're listening to some bad music, you can dissect it. I mean, I found so many songs that now I listen to the words and I find the meaning to, and they become more glorious for me to worship God because I know how the enemy's trying to attack me. Just like those demons trying to attack me, they had no power. They're done. They're gone. Just like these musicians that worship the devil, they are gone too because I know what they're trying to do, manipulate me. All right? So, hey, I'm with you. You know, please leave your comments. This is everybody's show. This is your show. And, you know, I'm working through the kinks. I'm going to have people on this show. I'm again working when I fix the website completely and, you know, I get used to, I got my new mixing board here and, you know, trying to figure everything out. Once I do that, then I'm going to start having people here. You know, I got a mixing board. I'm going to start having a lot of things going on. And just stick by me. I think these are very important shows. Basically, I'm trying to get the foundation for everybody to learn. To right now, get ready to pray and believe in God and so he can show you the way. All right. That's basically it. Again, I want to thank everybody who looks at the show, looks at the website, the Extreme Life Changer Show, .com. I want to thank everybody. You know, again, I'm getting there. Bear with me. I'm going through all the kinks and I'm learning a lot. But again, when I do this show, I pray to God, and he sends the message to me. I mean, I was praying for a couple minutes today, all day, everything I was doing, dear Lord, set me up for the show, get me ready, let me, you know, put the Holy Spirit in me, and that's what this is about finding that essence, and I pray that you do it as well. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening. Please listen every Tuesday or Wednesday. I try to put up a new show, so that's always going to be here for you. Just to encourage you and just to be positive, because that's what it's about. Is, you know, you never let your dreams die. The minute your dreams will die is when you let them. Never let them. By God, he will show you. Again, I'm going to end the show right now, and I want to bring anybody who's first time listening or if you never believed in God or anything and you want to ask again. Like Sandy says, 50% you can refute or whatever, 50%, you know, whatever. It's true, and it is. I think those are bad equations because the stuff that's happening in the world is bad, but if you find God, everything's going to be great, and it's going to be good. And you know what? You can't refute that, and there's about a million times over how God has changed everybody's life. Miracles have happened. Billions upon billions of story, and you can't deny that. Again, I love you. I think everyone should come in and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, protect us right now from everything that happens and through all the evil that we know that's in the world. But by your loving grace, dear Jesus, we love you, Yeshua, and that you have shown us the way to find God, the Creator, our Heavenly Father. We now are a part of Him, and we are a part of His family. Take us in, dear Heavenly Father, and guide us every day with the Holy Spirit. I prayed that you prayed that prayer. If you did it, you can rewind it, you know, do it up and say it. And by doing that, hopefully now you're born again and you will have the most inner peace you'll probably ever have in your life. You are a new being now. You're not of this world. You have the heavenly world of the Heavenly Father. He's going to give you gifts. He's going to make you more blessed than you will ever imagine. I pray that you find a good church or get baptized and really dive deep into the spiritual realm of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you did that. Again, I do this show not for the masses, not for the millions. If I could change one person's life, if I change your life, then I did its job. Most importantly, it already did that job. It's already changed my life for the better. Thank you again for listening to the Extreme Life Changer Show. My name is Sonny Cardona, and again, it has been an honor, it has been a privilege, and most importantly, it has been my duty. Thank you. God bless. Have a blessed week. And do your research. Find out the truth. The truth is out there. The truth is the Heavenly Father, and God will guide you through it. Thank you. God bless. See you next week.